The AAP has recently released some new guidelines for diagnosing and treating ADHD. What has changed?
They're similar to the older guidelines, but the new guidelines include children and youth from 4 to 18 years of age, where before it was a much narrower group of kids. The reason that we've done this is because we know now more about ADHD in preschoolers and ADHD in adolescents. Another thing that's changed is there are sections in the guidelines now for children who don't quite meet the diagnosis of ADHD but are having similar problems. So it will helpfully guide clinicians through what do you do even if you don't have a full diagnosis of ADHD. The guidelines emphasize the DSM-4 criteria from the American Psychiatric Association. One thing that they do is ask that parents and teachers both have input, or that input is given through different major settings in a child's life. They also encourage primary care clinicians to identify coexisting conditions like depression or anxiety, learning disabilities, etc. And one helpful thing that's come along since the last set of guidelines is that there is now a new mental health toolkit through the Academy of Pediatrics that provides guidelines and indicators for how to both diagnose and do interventions on these problems. Another thing that these guidelines emphasize is that ADHD is a chronic condition, and we should think about ADHD as being just a chronic disability, and children with ADHD would qualify for children and youth with special health care needs. Some medications have been added to the armamentarium of pediatricians, like long-acting clonfacine and clonidine. So that is a little more spelled out in these guidelines. And aside from the guidelines, there's an ADHD toolkit that has been revised to match the new guidelines.